Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I, of course, am glad to be back after a couple weeks hiatus. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Of course, if you want to holler at me, you also can email me, because I know some of y'all are shy. You can email me your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I also, if you want to jump into the chat room, if you're listening to us live on the internet, which most people are, you can jump into the chat room. You can ask me a question, and I will answer it live on the air. So once again, you got multiple options to holler at your boy. 347-826-7435 is the first one. Second one, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Holler at me. I holler back. No problem. Or you can jump in the chat room and say, hi, how are you today? I'm fine. How are you? What would you like to talk about? I don't know, but if you want to talk about it, I want to talk about it. Maybe. I think. We'll figure it out. In the meantime, y'all know how I do, but first I want to give a special shout out. This is to my, you know me, I had a tragedy. My nephew was taken away from me. Alan Matthew Baker III. So this show is dedicated to him. He's always going to be with me in my heart and soul. And he's sitting right here with me right now, like always, thinking he's funny, but he's not, because I'm funny. In the meantime, I'm going to start off with things that crazy people do. First off, you know, I call them crazy because they're crazy. Taking rattlesnake selfies kind of qualifies as crazy. Alex Gomez, 36, found a 4-foot rattlesnake in a lot near his home and decided to pick it up and take photos with it. He managed to snap a picture with the rattler around his neck, but when he tried to adjust it, it bit him on the thumb. See? I mean, he put a rattlesnake around his neck. See? And I'm not making this up. This is a person who actually thought, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of a rattlesnake. I'm gangster like that. You know, because folks think when you do something really, really stupid, you're gangster. When in reality, you're just really stupid and crazy. And taking a selfie with a rattlesnake, I don't know who you trying to, impress. Cause I don't see it as impressive. You just retarded to me. Crazy. All that. But good luck with that. They had pictures of this fool with his all swollen up thumb. It's like, you got a rattlesnake. Anyway, rattlesnake near your face. And I know if my co-host Mr. J was here, he would say, yeah, that's white people, but it wasn't white people, it was Mexican. Just, I mean, I'm being equal opportunity crazy, folk, because, you know, crazy don't have a race. Crazy just is crazy. And there's crazy to me, because obviously it's my show. So if I'm talking about crazy, it's what I quantify as crazy. Some folks may think, hey, you know what? I take pictures of rattlesnakes every day. I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. F the N-word. You're not making sense to me. I do it all the time. I ain't never got bit. I mean, it's like, what was it? There was the people in the church who had rattlesnakes in the church. And I guess they were like, yeah, God's with you if you don't get bit. Like, okay. Well, yeah, anyway. Crazy people and what they do. Like gravy wrestling. In the UK, Rossendale, UK, as a matter of fact, there's a World Gravy Wrestling Championship. They jump into a tub of 396 gallons of beef gravy. And I guess the point is you roll around in the gravy for 2 minutes with points going to the wrestler who inspired the media's audience response. I don't know what the hell the media's response is from the audience, but, you know, obviously, well, I won't say obviously, because once again, I have to quantify that it's my opinion. If you're somebody who thinks, hey, you know what? Gravy wrestling is the lick. You don't understand it until you done got into a vat of gravy and tried to wrestle another man all up close in his tights. You know, gravy glistening all on his body. Beef gravy at that. I don't know. I think it's crazy. I guess some people would think it would be delicious. I don't know. I think it's a waste of gravy. You got butt juice all up in the gravy. Just sweaty man hair. When you could, you know, mashed potatoes in beef gravy. Instead, you got beef gravy in Elrich and Tom and Dick and Harry. Twenty-two people. Now, let me tell you, they have costumes like Fred Flintstone, pregnant nun, and a chicken. And Joel Hicks ended up being the winner. He beat his competitors. I can't even talk. His baby wrestling got me all shook up. He beat his competitor for the. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna get it out. He beat his competitors dressed up as Gandalf. Not a real nerd if you don't know who Gandalf is. And just in case non-nerds are listening, Gandalf was the wizard from The Lord of the Rings. Just so you know. Yeah. Gravy wrestling. The stuff that fun things are made of. And, of course, you know me. Long-time listeners know I've had a thing with Florida. I love talking about Florida and the things that happen there, because it's one of the most amazing places on earth when it comes to crazy stuff happening there. Like a man who broke into a high school in hopes of finding a phone to call his grandma. I'm going to say his name because he's crazy. Aaron Richardson broke into Treasure Coast High School. He broke into the concession stand and busted the computer because the surveillance is showing him climbing the fence and then driving a school-owned golf cart around the campus. Now, he entered looking for a phone to call his grandma. When that didn't work, he tried to hit her up on Facebook on the concession stand computer. The words are lacking here, even though I'm supposed to have words, but I'm just saying, Aaron, why? And when they caught him, he was already in jail for doing something stupid. He's just crazy on camera, breaking into so I can use the phone to call my grandma. Bust up the computer because couldn't get Facebook to work. See, there's a whole speech that I can use about folks who want to put everything they got on Facebook their whole life. And this is one of them people. I'm breaking into a place and I'm going to use the computer and get on Facebook. I'm going to sign in my Facebook so you know how crazy and stupid that I am because I signed in to Facebook on the computer at a place that I'm breaking into. Schooling. I don't know if book smarts or street smarts would help him. I mean, because I don't know. Somebody failed him growing up where he would do something that stupid. Just makes no sense. But that's it. That's why this segment is called Things That Crazy People Do. Because only crazy people would do that type stuff. But speaking to grandma, good thing he didn't call this grandma because there was a woman who hired a hitman because her grandkids got lice. Yeah, I ain't playing. And, of course, this is in my favorite state, Florida. She wanted the hitman to kill the man she claims gave her grandchildren lice. He just happened to be her daughter's boyfriend, and I guess he was homeless. So, you know, the daughter was setting the bar real high there. She was dating a homeless guy, and I guess the grandkids got lice, she believed, from him because he was homeless, whatnot. So she went to the shooter, Daniel Dion, offered him a .25 caliber handgun with two bullets. Like, what? Get him, dump the body in South Carolina, and we'll be good. See, some folks will say that's gangster. That's normal. You know what? You give my grandkids lice, I'm taking you out. But I would say this, and not to come off as racist or anything, but to all my people of Caucasian descent who happen to be listening to the show, from time to time, you may get lice. I hear that it could happen to people of Caucasian descent. Or if you're like mixed, you may have some Caucasian in you, heritage, I'll say the right word, lice may happen. It's unfortunate, but it may happen. My suggestion to you is please don't break out the gun. Don't shoot anyone because somebody shoot someone because your grandkids or anybody you know got lice. That's not really an offense that should have your life taken or anyone's life taken. I can see if it was something where they murdered somebody in the family or, you know, rape, molestation, but just lice. I didn't think lice was an offense that would get you murdered. And I would suggest that since there's a cure for it, I've heard, I've never used it, probably never going to use it, but I hear it works pretty well. So to, you know, anybody else, if you got those ideas about putting somebody down because they gave your grandkids life, it's okay. You can let it go. There's a cure for that. You can go to the doctor. They'll give you some medicine, shampoo, whatnot, wipe that right on out. Just thought. Because I want to help people. And I want to help you. And on that note, I'm going to take a break here. I'm as folks will say nowadays, still feeling some kind of way. So I'm with all the police killings and things that have gone on. I can't say I'm a particularly a fan. Not that I ever was, but I can't say that I'm a fan of the police right now. And since I don't have any words that I want to say live on the air that's inflammatory, I'm just going to go back in time and let somebody else say it. It's the NWA. Fuck the police.
Everybody, what the fuck you gotta say?
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was NWA. Fuck the police. I feel that way. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Holla at your boy. Or smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I want to hear from you. And, of course, jump to the chat room. It's wide open. You want to jump in and say something, I'm there to be said to. In the meanwhile, I'll get back to where I was. I saw something that, you know, that I'm always a defender of natural beauty and the natural essence and working with the gifts. You know, I hear religious people always talk about, you know, the body, you know, is your temple. You know, God's temple he gave to you. But I always hear, I always see and hear so many operations of people getting enhanced in the name of attracting folks when what you got, or what you already have, your game should speak enough for you right there. Case in point, there's a man in that state by a body of water down in next to South Carolina, Florida. I swear I'm not picking on Florida. It just so happened it happens like this. Anyway, dude had a bad penis enlargement operation. You know, he was trying to make it happen. And so he gave, and he's a 55-year-old hairstylist, he gave $2,500 for a butt injection. And, you know, there was a hole in his ass, and that fluid was leaking from it. But homie was like, you know what? It's all right. I might have a hole in my ass. It might be leaking fluid, which just sounds, I mean, the visual of a grown man leaking from his butt. Yeah. That's just a bad visual. Anyway, he's leaking, but he decides to go forward with the same people who has his ass leaking to give him a penis enlargement. So, yeah. He got his implant to make it longer and thicker. But the fillers that she used, the doctor, it permanently disfigured him. And so now his penis is incredibly small, yet very swollen. And the skin around the shaft had been removed and was raw. So he went to get an enlarged penis, but end up with a small penis with no skin on it. That just made my penis hurt. Just describing that and then thinking about it, it's like, you know, if you don't have it, you don't have it. Yeah, that don't mean you can't have sexual pleasure. I mean, hell, there's like 2-3 billion Chinese people, they getting it in, obviously. So you don't have to have, I mean, I know I'm stereotyping, and I'm sorry if I'm stereotyping to the Asian homies. hey, maybe if you packing, I'm happy for you. You're above average Asian. You packing that heat. But anyway, there's 2-3 billion Asians, so obviously they getting it in, and you can get it in. You know, I mean, every time you hear about these operations, they got your booty leaking, and now you have no skin on your dick. How's that working out? It's not working out. And see, on the other hand, on the reverse tip, there's a Mexican man who says his 19-inch penis is too large for him to work and that women are afraid of him. I'm going to say his name, so if you run across him, you want to Google search him, you want to help him out in the spirit of brotherly love or human love or whatever you want to call it. Roberto Escoville Cabrera of Saltillo is saying that he has a nearly 19-inch long penis, and he says that women are afraid of the cause of his elephant walk, and he cannot have a relationship. He also said his penis, which is like has a 10-inch circumference, it's too long for him to kneel at church or work, and he's living on assistance. That is a lot of penis. 10-inch circumference, 19 inches long. So, what could have happened? My estimation is, he could trade, because I don't think he want to give up all of it, but what he could have did was, like, he give, like, I don't know, 6-7 inches to homie in Miami. Like, you know what, dog? You suffering, you want a bigger penis, I got more than enough. It's been a problem all my life, and I want to donate some penis to you. See, that's how. And I don't know. If you're somebody else out there, if you feel like your penis is too big, maybe you might want to donate your penis to one of the people who could use it. I mean, because in Brooklyn, They host an annual smallest penis in Brooklyn pageant, and I guess it's a competition that they really, really have. I don't know if I would necessarily want to win that one. I mean, if you're in the smallest penis pageant, and you're like in the top three, I mean, is that something you want to take to the homies? Like, yeah, man, I came up second runner up, or I came up runner up, or I won the smallest penis in Brooklyn pageant. I don't know if that want to be on the resume. I mean, do you want to have that trophy on the mantle? It's kind of tough. It's really, really tough. But yeah, you know, in the spirit of good luck, if you're one of them people who think you got way too much penis, you can give some of that up. There's a lot of guys. You know, it's sort of like, I'm not gonna say it's like with kidneys, whatnot, but you know, there's a whole movement, you know, about body part donations, whatnot. And if you're an older person and you're packing, maybe you might want to donate your penis to the homie. somebody, some young guy, like, you know what? Me and this penis have been through a lot. I donated to you. So you can go out there and wreck shop with this penis. It's like recycling penis. We recycle cans all the time. Why not recycle nice penises? I mean, I'm sure there's some ladies that'd be like, yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. Maybe. I'm guessing there's some men, no homo, who would think, yeah, you know, that's a real good idea, Mr. F the N word. We should get right on that, you know. Did you check the, no, I didn't check the box that say I'm giving away my body parts, because I know the penis will be involved. You know, can you imagine donating your penis to science so you can help some unfortunate guy get his penis game on naturally, where he's not leaking from the booty and he's, you know, not all his skin. I don't know how that would go. There'd be a penis transplant. It's interesting stuff there. Because, I mean, we've had heart transplants, kidney transplants, brain transplants, liver transplants. When are we going to have the first successful penis transplant? Like, damn. Thank you, doctor. I'm feeling so much better. It's like you sew it on the tip of yours, connect whatever, you know, the urethra, whatnot. So you can, anyway. I'm gonna move on. there's a whatchamacallit for you ladies out there listening. There's a drug, a Viagra, a female Viagra called Addy. I don't know if y'all heard of it, but supposedly Addy is a whatchamacallit. It's supposed to, for women who, I guess, you're not feeling it, whatnot, take some Addy and you'll feel it. Feel good about yourself, whatever. My question is this. So, Addy is something that's supposed to enhance women's desire, whatnot. So, like, say for example, not like what Bill Cosby did, but like what Bill Cosby did, if I put some whatchamacallit, if I put some Addy in your food, in your drink, whatnot, and I got you going, is that date rape? And I was sitting over there thinking about that. Is that date rape? If I don't know if it would be called roofing, because it's not. I'm not incapacitating you like old Bill was, but I am spiking your drink with the to make you feel extra warm. So if you feel an extra warm, maybe dude hooked you up with some Addy. Now it could be a good thing. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, I think that, you know, either you got it or you don't. You talk to him. I mean, because I'm on record as saying I don't understand tricking. I mean, I feel like if you gotta buy intimacy, you know, sexual intimacy. There's an issue there. I'm like, just off of GP, you should be able to talk to somebody, be able to get kisses and hugs and other sexual intimacies. I'm just saying. But I just thought Addy. So I mean, it's coming to the shelves, whatnot. And I'd be curious to see how many ladies out there listening, do you think that you would need Addy? I know most women is like, gosh, it gets wet. I don't need no Addy. I just need a dude with the right attitude and ready to go, just pow. Get in there. That's what most women would say, I think. Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Let me know. I'd be curious to see anybody interested in Addy. Or give me a call, 347-826-7435. Are you interested in Addy? Female Viagra. Get your pink pill on. You know. Cause, you know, you spike that drink. Maybe it works for you, maybe it don't. Cause say you spike the drink and your game still don't work, she's hot and bothered, you're going to call somebody else. And then, bam, somebody's going to enjoy the fruit of those labors. You know, getting all the chocolate. Just saying. You never know. And speaking of all that chocolate, I want to talk about Serena Williams here. But I think before I get seriously into Serena Williams, I may have to still work out my aggressions and go on a little break, because I got a lot to say about Serena Williams and what's going on with her. So we'll be back. This is Killer Mike. Don't die.
Cause a nigga on this rap shit wanna leave me dead on the mattress. Hampton, I'm call my old man. It's real deep shit. It's fucked up. Shout out. When I surface on the streets, I can hear the crowd yelling. You see the neighborhood, bitches pointing and telling. I'm yelling like a felon, no aside. A Shakur for the law, leave me speaking like a bag of manure. Like Jericho, one in the movie, Frank Day. They want a nigga dead because the signs that I play. Mike makes the youth go and pick up an AK. Jerry, I'm a man, fuck you, no way. Like John Connor.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Killer Mike. Don't die. And of course, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. You want to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And you, of course, can jump into the chat room. Anyway, before I went on break, I was talking about Serena. There's been a lot going on when Serena is involved lately. She's on the verge, maybe if you don't know. Serena is on the verge of doing something that hasn't happened in 20-some years. Things like 27 years, the last time. She's on the way to getting a grand slam. She'll be the second woman ever to do it. I believe Steffi Graf got the first one where she won all the major tournaments in 1 year. So if she wins this U.S. Open, she will be in rarefied company. I mean, it's one of those things where Serena's been winning for so long that I don't think folks is even paying her any mind anymore. It's like I was a young man and Serena was dominating, and now I'm like an old man and she's still dominating. I'm not old, allegedly. Anyway, Serena ready to do something that hasn't been done, and as far as she's on track. I think she's like 3-4 tournaments away from having the most tournament wins ever. I mean, she's ridiculous, right? Now, on top of that, having that bodacious, incredible buttocks. Should I say buttocks or just... But Serena is a fine woman. Now, some of her competitors have not, been kind to her. There was a couple of her competitors who, I know their names, but they really don't deserve to get their name said because they some sucker haters. They was making fun of Serena, but they put like some tissue in their bra and some tissue in their shorts, whatnot, to mimic Serena. Like, ha 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 ha. And the crowd was laughing, ha ha ha. That was funny to them. Wasn't funny to me. And I'm guessing folks who think like me probably didn't think it was funny. I don't think there'd be any black women that would think that was funny because you're laughing because she's stacked and you not. And she's beating your ass. Like, example, there's the number one endorser, women's tennis, is one of the people who made a joke about her. Her name is Yeah, Sharapova. I hate saying her name because share a dookie comb in her mouth. Anyway, so she's the number one endorser. She makes more money than Serena. Serena has kicked her ass regularly. Matter of fact, she didn't want the embarrassment of getting her ass kicked again, so she dropped out of the U.S. Open. But my point is, you have in your midst, and I always hear, you know, black folks talking about need role models, blah, 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 blah. Well, you got one. You got quite a few, actually. You just choose not to look. I mean, Serena, straight out of, I mean, you talk about the movie Straight Out of Compton. Her and her sister are straight out of Compton. Like, really straight out of Compton. And I mean, we talking about, when it's all said and done, you might be talking about her as the female GOAT, greatest of all time. I mean, I'm trying to get the love. I mean, because I see women running around. They got, and I'm a superhero guy. Don't get me wrong. I see the women with the Wonder Woman T-shirts, whatnot. I'm like, but you got Serena Williams, who is like Wonder Woman. Shit, she is Wonder Woman to me. Yeah, I think of Wonder Woman. I don't think of Amazon. What I think of Serena Williams. Now, I'm not going to say that that's the only way I think of Serena Williams. I mean, I don't want to be on the air sounding all perverted and stuff, thinking about her late at night in the bowl of Jello, just rolling around. Anyway, the point is, that's you. When I hear women, you know, black women talking about, you know, thickness not being represented, thickness not being appreciated. Well, hey, you done had the thickest. Black, the model for thickness has been kicking ass and taking names for over a decade now. Why y'all ain't down with her? Wear the T-shirts. Wear the love for Serena. I mean, she get love, but she ain't getting the love. I gotta come on and defend Serena. Where y'all at? Because I read the comments when they be dissing Serena, whatnot. I mean, they be dissing hard. And I'm like, where the people at? Y'all not supporting. I'm just saying. I mean, in women in particular, is very important. Because I know women, y'all, especially here in America, I don't think you understand your tenuous position in the world. Because, you know, still worldwide, y'all really not nothing. I mean, I'm not the one. I'm just saying that women aren't thought of as much. Perfect example. There was an Indian man in India, unelected all-male village council in India decided to punish a man who eloped with a married woman by ordering his two sisters to be raped. The two women, who were aged 23 and 15, fled the village as the decision was handed down. Now think about this for a second. Dude runs away with a married woman. So to punish him, you will have his two sisters raped. Now, I know women here in the U.S., y'all be watching them reality shows like, that shit. Nobody gonna tell me nothing. They ain't gonna do nothing to me. They don't know. They better, you one of them dudes hit you with the whip, punch you in the face, or maybe stab you or shoot you. Cause they don't care about none of that. Whatever attitude you talking about, you think you got, your attitude ain't enough. That just gets you hurt in the real world. I think y'all looking at these reality shows, these video vixens, whatnot, and thinking that, oh, yeah, that's the reality that you can have in real life. Nah. In the real world, you get punished for something that your brother did, unfortunately. Now, you think about it. I mean, so you understand. You think about this. You're a woman, and you have a brother. Now, imagine your brother hooks up with somebody, and they say that you have to be raped because of something that your brother did. Probably wouldn't appreciate that. Now, I'm just saying. Think about it. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, because I started off the show by saying, hey, it's me. It's my feelings on it. I could be wrong. Could be that you're like, yeah, you know what, Mr. F the N word. It's all right. That happens all the time. Ain't no big deal. You know, that whole, it ain't happened to me, so it ain't real. I'm just saying. That's what the local council did and ruled. Because in their eyes, women still ain't. You know, there was a study that was talking about how blind people see race differently. And I thought it was hilarious because it's like, yeah, they see race differently because they can't see. So they don't judge people by the color of their skin because they don't know what the color of their skin is. And that whole, oh, talking black or acting black or talking white or acting white, that none of that stuff is their concern. Their concern is who they converse with and they deal with on a daily basis. And how they are to them. Because they don't know what the hell they look like. And don't really care. But it's funny. You know, I always got to talk about stupid studies that they do. That they get paid to do. So I say, I'm in the wrong line of business. I should have been a scientist doing studies on obvious shit. Like I said, there's been the rats getting a flashlight on their dick to doing a survey with blind folks about race and how they felt about race. Because, of course, they could see and could tell the difference. Because they knew. Just by listening, they knew. Retardation. But I mean it goes to the point I was making earlier when I was talking about the women and the rape, whatnot. This correlation is supposed to be about how it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to come together, how you're supposed to judge people. I mean, somebody else is being judged because of somebody else's sins. And one of my favorite guys once said, Martin Delaney, said there are two kinds of people in the world. Those who believe slavery was wrong and those who believe slavery was wrong because it happened to them. And never the twain shall meet. Now you think about that for a second. And you're like, man, that's a heavy statement. So are you one of those people who see people in bad light? You think that, oh, I mean, it's messed up that that's happening to them. But you wouldn't, would you ride for that? Would you ride for something happening to people that shouldn't happen? I don't know. I know I do. This show, of course, was dedicated to my nephew, Alan Matthew Baker III. May you rest in peace. I love you forever and a day. And to everyone listening, thank you very much for your support. And I look forward to coming back and giving you some more of what you're looking for. On that note, I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.